Mark, let's talk about a couple of interesting nuggets. We're kind of in the off season here for the most part, but a couple of your coaches have gotten contract extensions here, and they'll be approved shortly. Take us through that.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, Mike, you're around our program so much, and you know, we feel really good with the coaches we have in place. And this week we're going to take in front of the Board of Regents. Of course, it requires board approval, but we're going to have a contract extension for Ben Johnson. We're just so excited what he's done with our basketball program, academically, athletically, socially. And that team never quit all year, which is a great testament to Ben and his team. So we're going to extend out his contract a year. And then with Coach Rossi, obviously he's been a big, big figure in our football program. Coach Fleck talks about how great our defenses have been over the past few years. And as we continue to build that program and do the special things we're doing there, the most wins since the early 1900s, we feel it's important to lock in Coach Rossi and keep him here long-term as our defensive coordinator.
Some of these discussions I know have gone back even during the season, right, and it's just kind of finalizing some things that you guys have been talking about for a while?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, obviously with Coach Rossi, you know, we did a contract with him towards the end of last season. And then as you go through what I call the wacky season, when the season gets done and schools start to chase your coaches, and that's a good sign. That means you had a program that people want. And Coach Rossi had a lot of attention, so we felt it was important to lock him in and get him here. He's committed to us. We're committed to him. And then obviously with Ben, again, we're just thrilled with what he's done here after that first year. And we've got great expectations for that program. Got a great recruiting class coming in, some solid returners. So we feel like our future's pretty bright with both those sports.
How important is that, too, from a recruiting standpoint?
Well, I think it sends a strong message. You know, as you know, Mike, you know, recruiting, it's 24/7. And I always say you're a product of your environment. I spent 7 years at Kentucky and learned a great deal about the importance of recruiting. And I think when you look at Coach Johnson, when you look at Coach Ross, and you look at a lot of our coaches, recruiting is such a big part of their DNA. And again, we feel like those two are great fits for us and will continue to help us build our program.
Very good. You're out chatting with fans again, and I know that's important as well.
Yeah, you know, we enjoy it. You've been with us on each stop. I think it's our third stop, and it's just great to go out and see people again, especially after everything we've all been through over the past 27, 28 months. It's nice to see people, and, you know, I hope people understand how much we appreciate when they come to our games. They support our programs. Obviously, the football, the basketballs, get the hockeys, they get a lot of the attention. But when you come to gymnastics, you come to some of our other programs, it's just great to have fans back in the building and to see the reaction of our student athletes. So we're just so grateful for the support we get.
Thank you.
Thanks, boss.